Tonight on the Worldview Report, Israel may be the first nation to phase out the use of paper money, going all in with digital currency. We have a stunning defeat to report tonight for the pro-vax corporate bullies who offered their employees one of two choices, get jabbed or get lost. Nancy Pelosi, well, she has fulfilled her role in the disarming of America by getting the votes to pass an assault weapons ban that now goes to the Senate. And the CDC is caught red-handed colluding with big tech to silence competing narratives about the COVID gene therapy shots. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brennan House. Leading off tonight, the state of Israel is leading the way into the cashless society. A new Israeli law went into effect prohibiting cash payments to businesses over $1,760, the equivalent of 6,000 new Israeli shekel, or NIS. Previously, the use of cash up to $3,200 could be used in business deals. The ceiling for transfers between private individuals will be $4,400, a decrease from the current limit of nearly $14,700, according to a report by Israel 365 News. Since January 2019, Israeli businesses and consumers have been subject to limits on cash payments under the law for the reduction in the use of cash. Tamar Brasha, who is in charge of executing the law on behalf of Israel's tax authority, explained the reason for the change to the media line, stating that, quote, "We want the public to reduce the use of cash money. The goal is to reduce cash fluidity in the market, mainly because crime organizations tend to rely on cash. By limiting the use of it, criminal activity is much harder to carry out," end quote. There will be a grace period of 2 years before the tax authority starts imposing fines on those who engage in cash deals of up to almost $2,500. Transactions with charitable institutions and trade with Palestinians from Judea and Samaria who are not Israeli citizens are exempt from the new law. But a detailed report to Israel's tax authority will be required. Free loan societies, widely used in the Haredi community, will be exempt from the law, in keeping with the demand of the ultra-Orthodox lawmakers. It is expected that in the future, laws will be passed prohibiting the stockpiling of more than NIS 200,000 shekels, the equivalent of $58,600 in cash in private residences. In June, the Bank of Israel announced that it would test the feasibility of a retail central bank digital currency, or CBDC, later this year, with results expected by the end of 2022. A CBDC, like other digital payments, would be easy to trace and monitor. The Epoch Times reports that protests have erupted in Buenos Aires, Argentina, over the past 90 days and continue to build inside the capital as residents battle with their leftist government over cuts to social programs. Cuts to subsidies in the energy sector based on household income already began in June. Other subsidies, including the country's notorious welfare program, are also on the chopping block, triggering thousands of angry residents to take to the streets. State-sponsored aid for the civilians has soared in the past 20 years, leaving 22 million of the citizens in Argentina dependent on some form of government assistance. In the first quarter of 2022, the national employment rate was 43%. That's according to government figures. Inflation, well, that surpassed 60% in July. The country's state-funded programs extend to nearly every aspect of the economy, from wages to utilities, education, and healthcare. Ant Group, a payment platform used to implement vaccine passports and a social credit system in China, has retained a number of American lobbying firms, including some with ties to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, former President Barack Obama, and Rhino Senator Mitt Romney. The National Post reports that Ant Group is an offshoot of the Chinese company Alibaba, previously flagged by the U.S. State Department as a tool of the Chinese Communist Party and crucial to the regime's buildup of, quote, technologically facilitated surveillance and social control, end quote. Ant Group also owns Alipay, a digital payment platform used by Beijing to institute vaccine passports, which have been used to render citizens unable to leave their houses and forced into quarantine. Ant Group is a key component of China's broader social credit system, sharing the data it collects on users, spending habits, and online activity with Chinese Communist Party regulators. Social credit systems have raised concern in the West, with many fearing the weaponization of government and business surveillance to restrict people's access to basic services based on specific behaviors or ideologies. Despite these fears, the National Pulse article reports that several American lobbyists are working on behalf of Ant Group, appearing to help broaden the company's operations and reach inside of the U.S. Throughout 2021 and 2022, Ant Group hired 4 external lobbying and public affairs firms to help with objectives including, quote, outreach regarding corporate profile and operations of Ant Group and its subsidiary, AlipayUS.com. Among the firm's consultants working for the Ant Group is Larry O'Brien, who has been described by the Washington Post as a, quote, major Democratic operative, end quote. Quote, Mr. O'Brien has been a longstanding participant in the House Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee's Maximum Level Individual Donor Program, the Speaker's Cabinet, and in the Pelosi Team 100 program, end quote. This is what his professional bio explains. Speaking of Nancy Pelosi, she finally did conjure up the votes to pass her assault weapons ban, which will ban the sale and manufacture of many common firearms, from semi-automatic pistols to AR-15s and similar auto-loading rifles. By a vote of 217 to 214, including 2 Republican congressmen from New York and Pennsylvania, Pelosi announced with glee that she had done her part to strip Americans of their Second Amendment rights. Check out the Democratic lawmakers' response when Pelosi announced the final vote tally. Watch this.
On this vote, the yeas are 217. The nays are 213. The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table. Now what?
Now the bill goes to the Senate, where we hope it will encounter more resistance. But don't hold your breath with Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer in charge. We have some really good news to report tonight in the legal battle against vaccine mandates. The nation's first class action settlement involving a COVID shot mandate should be a wake-up call to every employer who did not accommodate employees who opposed the COVID shots for religious reasons. North Shore University Health System in the Chicago metro area will now have to pay out more than $10.3 million for unlawfully discriminating against more than 500 current and former healthcare workers and for refusing religious exemptions from the COVID shot mandate. Liberty Counsel, which successfully represented the employees, issued a release saying there is no pause button on the federal employment law known as Title VII. Employees do not lose their right to reasonable accommodation for their religious beliefs simply because an employer or even the federal government pushes a vaccine mandate under the guise of a pandemic. As part of the settlement, North Shore will pay $10.3 million to compensate employees who are punished for their religious beliefs against taking an injection associated with aborted fetal cells. North Shore will also change its unlawful, quote, no religious accommodations, end quote, policy, and provide religious accommodations in every position across its numerous facilities. Employees who were terminated because of their religious beliefs will be eligible for rehire if they apply within 90 days, and they will retain their previous seniority level. Terminated employees will receive approximately $25,000 each, and employees who were forced to accept a COVID shot against their religious beliefs to keep their jobs will receive approximately $3,000 each. Liberty Counsel Vice President of Legal Affairs said, quote, the policy change and substantial monetary relief required by the settlement will bring a strong measure of justice to North Shore's employees who were callously forced to choose between their conscience and their jobs, end quote. Matt Staver, founder and chairman of the Liberty Counsel, said, quote, let this case be a warning to employers who violated Title VII. It is especially significant and gratifying that this first class-wide COVID settlement protects healthcare workers. Healthcare workers are heroes who daily give their lives to protect and treat their patients. They are needed now more than ever, end quote. You can see an extended interview I did with Matt Staver on my website at WVWTV.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I was faced with every adversity you could think of. No retailers wanted to sell my pillow. That's come full circle. Vendors took advantage of me, and I was copied by China. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all that and learn from it. I have a passion to help other U.S. entrepreneurs, and that's why I created my new platform, MyStore.com. We have hundreds of products from amazing entrepreneurs, and to celebrate, I'm going to put my pillows on MyStore.com right now. You can get my standard My Pillows regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get my standard queen size, regular $79.98, now only $29.98. Or you can get my premium king size, regular $89.98, now only $34.98. So go to mystore.com and use that promo code on your screen to get huge discounts on all my store products. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome back. Even after the German Ministry of Health admitted last week that one in every 5,000 injections given causes, quote, serious side effects, end quote, they continue to mandate COVID vaccinations. The Rare Foundation reports that less than a week after the German Ministry of Health admitted that one in 5,000 COVID shots lead to either hospitalization, permanent disability, or death, the German Hospital Federation is calling for the vaccination mandate for healthcare workers to be revoked, stating, quote, it is not wise to continue with it, end quote. Until now, the German Federation of Hospitals has favored mandatory vaccination for nursing and care staff. However, according to an official statement, the association, which falls under the Ministry of Health, is now changing its position because the vaccinations have no positive effect against the Omicron variant. Board Vice Chairman Henrietta Neumeier told a German publication, quote, according to the current findings, it is not sensible and not transferable to continue. At the time of the Delta variant, the obligation to vaccinate healthcare workers seemed to have a major protective effect, also for the vulnerable groups in hospitals. With the Omicron variant, this has become obsolete, end quote. With the admission, Germany becomes one of the first Western governments to formally recognize that there is a serious safety problem with the experimental jabs, which have been administered billions of times, folks, worldwide. Despite a mother of five's desperate appeal to the University of Michigan Hospital for a life-saving heart transplant, the state-run facility has refused to consider her for surgery until, wait for it, she is vaccinated with the experimental mRNA injection. According to a report in the Epoch Times, the University Hospital, which has deep ties to vaccine maker Pfizer, also denied 35-year-old Katie Shire's application for a religious exemption. In a recent heart-wrenching email about her condition, Katie Shire describes how the pump she relies on to keep her heart beating has become engulfed in a bacteria that is no longer responding to the series of antibiotics she's been prescribed by the University of Michigan doctors. As a result, Shire has been repeatedly hospitalized for blood infections. She and her husband, Ron, are worried it will eventually lead to sepsis, which can be fatal. Quote, "It just feels like no one at UM cares what they are doing to us and to our kids," end quote. So said Ron Shire to Epoch Times. Ron Shire, who works full-time as a mental health counselor, said his children, who range in age from 3 to 11, are constantly worried that mommy is, quote, "not coming home from the hospital," end quote. The University of Michigan has strong ties to Pfizer dating back to at least 2008 when it purchased the pharmaceutical company Giant's Ann Arbor facility and all its content. In fact, according to a 2008 press release from the university, the college quickly recruited 13 Pfizer scientists after taking over its facility, with most of them still working for the state college today. 10 of them specifically were hired to staff the UM's College of Pharmacy. Several executive-level Pfizer employees are also university alumni. Pfizer also remains a major employer in Michigan, with its largest manufacturing plant located in Kalamazoo, where it makes its prescription drug Paxlovid, a pill that the FDA approved last year for the treatment of COVID. Shire provided the Epoch Times with a notarized authorization to speak to UM about her case. The authorization was sent to the university's transplant team, clinical ethics services, and CEO Marshall Runge with a request for comment about her case. It was also sent to the 8-member Board of Regents, elected officials who govern the public hospital. Guess what? None of them have responded. Dr. Anthony Fauci is ramping up his COVID fear-mongering now that we are getting closer to the midterm elections. The Gateway Pundit reports that after destroying millions of lives, Fauci is now complaining about online so-called misinformation on how Americans won't adhere to his arbitrary COVID rules. Fauci also said Americans should be wearing masks indoors. Fauci stated, quote, "The anti-vax type feeling amongst some, superimposed upon the political divisiveness we have in this country and social media misinformation and disinformation, it's very difficult to get people to adhere to common sense public health measures," end quote. Watch this video.
Unfortunately, given the fatigue that we have in this country from 2.5 years of this, everyone is tired of it. So it's very difficult, superimposed upon an anti-vax type feeling among some, superimposed upon the political divisiveness we have in this country, which, you know, and the social media misinformation and disinformation, it's very difficult to get people to adhere to common sense public health measures.
Poor Dr. Fauci, bemoaning his loss of credibility, which, by the way, was brought on by none other than himself. And I personally think he should be grateful he's not in prison. As the Gateway Pundit notes, Fauci has blood on his hands resulting from his continuous lies. He lied for over a year to the American public about the seriousness of the virus, and he continues, I believe, to lie about the role he played in funding the Chinese virology lab, which weaponized the virus, made it more dangerous for humans. Fauci also, I believe, lied to the American public about the success of the safe drug hydroxychloroquine in treating the virus. Hundreds of thousands of Americans died when HCQ was available, but banned by Fauci and the CDC from those COVID patients. In other news, we've also learned about a massive government cover-up that involved not only Fauci, but the upper echelons of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which colluded with the federal government to silence truth-tellers who exposed the dangers of the COVID vaccines. According to internal agency communications obtained by America First Legal, the CDC, we now know, coordinated with big tech, social media platforms to control information getting out to the public about the coronavirus and the experimental jabs. The communications, which the CDC only released after being forced by a court to comply with a Freedom of Information Act request, reveal the CDC flag post that it deemed, quote, misinformation, end quote, to social media companies, and also colluded with the companies to promote its own false narrative about the vaccines. The CDC held meetings with the companies and even provided verbiage for the companies to use in the fight against supposed misinformation. For instance, the CDC flagged posts for tech companies, sending Twitter a chart showing posts that allegedly had misinformation. And they held, quote, be on the lookout, end quote, meetings, where the CDC provided examples of what the government agency considered to be misinformation with the social media company. That's according to internal agency emails first reported by the Washington Free Beacon. Facebook and the CDC also coordinated to shut down truthful information by labeling it as misinformation, with the CDC reportedly sending links to Facebook to posts that contain what the government agency called misinformation, again, according to the emails. Facebook also gave the CDC $15 million in advertising credits to promote its talking points. We'll be right back with our nightly commentary. Welcome back. Now it's time for our Worldview Report commentary. As you know, the overwhelming majority of people who work in the healthcare industry talked up the COVID shots like they were going to be the savior of humanity, while many continue to promote the shots and toe the government medical establishment line coming from Fauci and other con artists. Their message no longer resonates with the public because they have lost all credibility. It's obvious that those still getting sick from COVID are the vaccinated and the boosted. But a small minority of medical workers are finally coming out and admitting they made a mistake. These are the honest doctors and nurses, and you won't find many of them. One of the best testimonies we've come across in this regard is from a nurse who was personally harmed by the Pfizer vax, which left her with a neurological disorder that she says, quote, changed my life forever, end quote. She says that, quote, where I work, we were told if you get the vaccine, you'll save lives. You won't get sick. You won't die. The media was saying the same thing. So I believed it, end quote. Take a listen to her heart-wrenching story.
I was asked to reply to a comment. What do I think of people who refuse the vaccine, the COVID vaccine? I've been hurt by the Pfizer vaccine. I have CIDP, chronic inflammation demyelination polyneuropathy. It's changed my life completely. If I had to do it all over again, I would have never got the vaccine. I do work in healthcare, so I do work with patients. So where I work, we were told, you know, if you get the vaccine, you'll save lives, you won't get sick, you won't die. The media was saying the same thing. So I believed it. My friends that didn't get the vaccine, I thought, how could you not get it? You're gonna go home. What if you spread, what if you have it, you don't know it, and you give it to your family members? The worst case scenarios were playing out in my head because of what I was seeing inside the facility. We would have cookouts and things like that with my friends. I had a lot of friends that are unvaccinated and they still aren't vaccinated. We'd have cookouts, and at first I was scared to go there because I thought, oh my gosh, what if they're spreading COVID? It was like the dumbest thing I've ever thought of now that I think of it. And once I started hanging out with them and things, they weren't getting sick. And the ones that did get sick, they got COVID lightly, they were back on their way. I had already gotten my vaccine. I had already started having issues and seeing a neurologist. I totally have changed my mind. They were the smart ones. They were the ones that didn't wear the masks. They were the ones that hung around each other and never caught it, never spread it. Some of the ones did get vaccinated because of their jobs. But the ones that aren't, I totally commend you, and I wish I was one of you. I think very highly of you. And I'm upset with myself. No job is worth it. No job. So there's my answer.
How many healthcare workers, doctors, and nurses are willing to admit they were wrong and that they gave their patients bad advice like this nurse? In many cases, it was deadly advice. Not many are admitting it. So God bless this poor nurse, and we pray she's on the mend soon. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. If you appreciate what we're doing here, remember, we are listener-supported. You can do that in three ways. Go to MyPillow.com, use that promo code B66. You get savings, and we get credit. A generous percentage of each purchase comes back to keep this program going. And it takes a team of seven of us, about 15 man-hours, to produce it. So please, go to MyPillow.com, use that powerful promo code B66 for savings and supporting us. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, sandals, slippers, robes, and so much more. You can also go to MyStore.com, and get the new My Coffee by Mike Lindell. MyStore.com, look for the My Coffee. Again, use that promo code B66. You'll save up to 25%. We're drinking it here every day. The guys in the control room and myself will love it. My Coffee, only available at MyStore.com. Then you can go to WVWTVStore.com, pick up emergency freeze-dried food. I've been a distributor of that since 2016. It has a 25-year shelf life. You can do a 72-hour test kit just to try it out. Two-week kit, 4-week, 3-month, 6-month, a year, whatever's good for you. You'll find all the details at WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. While you're there, check out the details on my 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend, WVWTVStore.com. And then finally, you can just make a contribution to WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com, where we're committed to using technology and our broadcast outlets as a platform to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview and how they should respond. You can support our foundation online right now with any amount of contribution, and it will be appreciated, at WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thank you for watching. May God save America. Take care.